USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is authorizing another $550 million in your tax dollars to Ukraine on Monday.
That brings to more than $8 billion drawdown authority alone in material and security assistance for Ukraine just since the invasion began in late February.
National Security Council's John Kirby making that announcement. President Biden says a drone strike over the weekend in Afghanistan killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, who became the leader of the terrorist group after the death of Osama bin Laden. Al-Zawahiri had a $25 billion bounty on his head, Biden adding that there were no civilian casualties. This as the United States withdrew from Afghanistan in August of 2021. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Following allegations of misconduct in the FBI and DOJ's handling of the investigation into Hunter Biden, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is asking if verified information about criminal activities have been covered up.
The evidence that a special agent in charge by the name of Tebow was making decisions of what investigation should go ahead and which one should be stopped.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Grassley alleging evidence on Hunter Biden was improperly labeled as disinformation. The NFL has 3 days to decide whether it wants to appeal quarterback Deshaun Watson's six-game suspension. In a statement, the league saying it's reviewing the judge's decision. Watson was suspended by the league's disciplinary office for many cases of alleged sexual misconduct with massage therapists during appointments spanning over multiple years. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
President Biden's doctor says he's feeling well during his COVID rebound. Dr. Kevin O'Connor sending out a memo saying Biden's latest COVID test remained positive and he's being closely monitored. Biden is again isolating and working remotely from the White House residence. In June, President Biden signed legislation into law that includes grants for states to implement so-called red flag laws to temporarily remove firearms from law-abiding individuals who could harm themselves or others. Appearing on Sunday night in America with Trey Gowdy, North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis explains how it still allows for due process.
If states choose to implement red flag laws, they have to fit within the contours of two pages of due process definitions in the bill if they ever want to have any chance of getting federal funding.
He says hopefully it will make other states with pre-existing red flag laws meet due process standards. Cities across the nation are continuing to see lower student enrollment post-pandemic. In Chicago, Chalmers School of Excellence principal Romani Crockett is concerned about what this means for his school.
When you lose kids, you lose resources. When you lose resources, that impacts your ability to, you know, service kids, especially kids who have very high needs.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.